Chapter 16. Rose knew nothing of Abby's nighttime wandering. For her part, she was happy to be home, although it meant tending to Harry, who seemed more ill than when she'd left. She'd spent some time with him to see how he'd changed, less for his sake than her own, so she knew where things stood in her life. It was a morning, a few days later. "Aren't you going to work today, Harry?" she asked, returning to the bedroom after breakfast to see him still in his pajamas, lying still with one arm over his head to shut out the light. She'd nudged him when he didn't answer, and nudged him again. "What?" he said quietly. "Are you going to work today?" Harry took his arm from his head and looked at her. "I don't think I can. I don't feel well." Rose climbed on the bed and pulled down his lower eyelids. Then she felt his pulse and watched him breathe. "Okay, Harry, you stay home. One of us will call Maury." Harry grabbed her arm as she crawled backwards off the bed. "Please don't leave me." She knew he meant to go back to Cleveland. "I won't," she answered. Harry didn't go back to work. He moved from his bed to his chair by the window and back again. Rose and the girls often sat near him. One evening as they sat together in the living room, Natty told her mother and sister about Eddie. "He's going to be an artist, Mother," she said excitedly. "An artist? Vasemir, you'll starve." "Who am I to talk? I married a lawyer who's as poor as a church mouse," Rose laughed wryly. "An artist, Natty? You know how to pick him. What does he look like?" teased Abby. "He's better looking than any man you'll ever get," snapped Natty. "I'm sorry I told you," she said quietly. Harry came to her rescue. "He's a very nice young man, good looking and smart," he added, winking at Natty. "I'm sure Abby's boyfriend will be just as handsome." Harry could feel the good mood slipping away like the heat in winter when they had no coal. He hoped his attempt to even the playing field would allow his daughters to move on to a safer subject. "Seal and Nathan are such good neighbors. Do you know what they did?" he started. Rose missed her cue. "Abby, why don't you tell them about the boy you met in Cleveland?" Harry felt the tension rise. Was Rose pitting one daughter against another? "I don't want to. Besides, I'm never going to see him again." "He was such a nice young man. He's going to be a doctor. You two would make a perfect match," said Rose from the couch, scanning her legs for veins that might have become too prominent. She had not been looking at Abby. "Why, Mother? Why? So I can be the patient and he can try to make me well?" Abby rose from the torn ottoman by Harry's feet to tower over her mother. The family froze. Harry stood and shuffled to Abby's side. He touched her gently on the shoulders. "Come, Abby. Your mother didn't mean it like that. Please, we were having such a nice time." "And I'm ruining it. Isn't that what you mean, Daddy? I ruin everything. It's because of me Mother Hardley's been home. It's because of me she has to spend all her money on trips and doctors. I don't even like Cleveland. I hate Cleveland," Abby yelled, gesticulating, her hand so close to her mother's face that Rose feared her for the first time. Abby shrugged off her father's hands, turned abruptly, and left the room. They realized they'd been holding their breath. Feeling shaken, Rose got up slowly, smoothed her dress, and followed Abby. Natty had been sitting silently. Anything she said or did might set her sister off like a fire that would be difficult to put out. Her father turned toward her, patted her on the shoulder, and stepped slowly toward his room. Natty and Abby had brought the posters of their movie stars home to Brooklyn. Abby was lying quietly in her bed, staring at them when her mother walked in. Her mother ignored, left quickly. Rose stepped out onto the front porch. She needed air. In all their time together, Abby had never frightened her. She was suddenly aware her daughter was grown. Rose could no longer longer control what she did. Abby waited for nightfall in silence. She'd given up going to the soda shop to look for interesting nightlife. The new venue was the bar near the trolley stop to meet men she knew her father would rather she not know. Sometimes during the day, she went into Silverrod's candy store, knowing Daddy specifically prohibited it. She enjoyed doing things she'd never been allowed to do, breaking out of the confines of illness. She pretended she was sleeping when Natty came in. Only her hair was visible. She'd stay out most of the night and sleep late in the morning. That night, she met Ira, who hung out with the unsavory types at Silverrod's. He was older than Abby, had finished college, and was working in insurance. Abby was smitten.